producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let's move quick. I've been babbling. Ralph in Arizona, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Well, hello. It's my honor to meet you. I have the highest regard for the work you do.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, brother.
Well, I respect your scholarship. I respect the fact that you vet your sources and you cite and reference everything. And this is important to me. There's a lot that I'm not gonna say, but you have asked, what is my line in the sand? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. My line in the My line in the sand is basic lawlessness. When you have lawlessness of government, corporations, and individuals, that breaks down the foundation for civil society to function. For that reason, I don't think you're looking at a revolutionary situation. It's more what you'd call historically a reaction. And as you know, Robert Browning said, we live in visions of Rome. In the late Roman Empire, there were a series of pretenders who actually didn't possess the legitimate rights to citizenship, who came in and occupied the consulate. And then you, from that, that led to a series of reactions. And the reestablishment of order, in those cases, the reaction was kind of short-lived, but hopefully not.
No, you're right. I mean, we could have just reactions that restabilize things, but the globalists are trying to create anarchy so they can bring in more control as the answer. I think that's really what's happening.
Yeah, that's right, and we must not let them. That's absolutely the situation. The other line in the sand, and this is a little bit more exotic, is Southeast German Prussian Krepelinian psychiatry. Most people don't know that, you know, psychiatry in the case of Stalin and Hitler, it's always been the handmaiden of tyranny. Are you still with me?
I'm listening to you, absolutely. And I'm just seeing a new headline. Police blame the man killed by a hammer for his own murder, saying he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. How sick that, again, they are covering up what really happened. This is just incredible. Sorry, go ahead. Very interesting points. You're right. And a lot of the German psychology that came out in the last 200 years also is a big part of this modern tyranny we're under.
What was that last word? What kind of psychology?
A lot of the psychology that came out of Germany in the last 200 years has been adopted as forms of oppression.
Yeah, Emil Kraepelin. People don't realize this. In the 60s from Gidget series, you know, it's kind of Miley Cyrus. They did the same thing. You know, they start out with a sweet, innocent young girl. And then they turn them into whatever, you know, Hitler's Goebbels' Ministry of Enlightenment came to the United States in Operation Paperclip. And,
You're talking about, Ralph. You got to promise to call back. I wish people like Ralph would have a YouTube channel. Because, I mean, what he's talking about is really accurate. And then we got to cut him off. I promise. Or CJ can punch me in the nose. Doesn't want to, though. I'm going to take a bunch of calls tomorrow. We did okay today. Good show overall. But tomorrow, I'm taking a bunch of your calls. I'm out of time. The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com. This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of Infowars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It violates my belief in what America can be. To hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are.
That is President Obama in a press conference yesterday. I was monitoring all the major morning shows on cable and broadcast TV this morning, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, 100% hyping and race baiting, where the only issue in America is black versus white. And the people versus the police, no discussion of the banking complex, the military-industrial complex, the legal law firm complex, and accounting firm complex that is tax-free above the law, that has publicly militarized and globalized and federalized our police and are the authors of the vicious police tactics and policies that have been put forward. They're installing the same tactics in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada. Someone questions the police, so they choke them to death. In the case up in New York, where riots are promised if the cops aren't indicted. And in that case, I mean, they really do kill him. They really do grab him. He's not resisting him. He's just talking to him. And four white cops kill him deader than a hammer. We're going to talk about that case coming up. So there are certainly these type of cases. Eric Gardner, choked to death, executed. In my view, murdered. And then, of course, we have Thomas Kelly, a white guy, son of a cop, I should add, killed exactly the same way. Well, his head was beat in over about 15 minutes, and he was choked. They're not sure what exactly killed him. His neck was broken. And he just begged for daddy over and over again. And let me tell you something right now. The cops don't care if you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic. They've been trained in their threat continuum that if something looks like a gun, shoot you. And that if you don't follow their orders, they have a right to kill you. And I've heard Austin police chief on air just say, look, even if a police officer's order is not right and is illegal, follow it and you won't get hurt. And that's just the standard attitude. Police didn't behave like this in the past. When they did, there were serious repercussions. And so there is a us-against-them mentality. There is a Marine Corps killer mentality being put into the police where they've been trained the public is the enemy, basically. Now you get the federal government run by the UNESCO social engineers. We are under UN social engineering under a 1961 treaty. And it's expanded in other treaties. That's why it's all standardized worldwide. To have a paramilitary police force that will finally suppress, dominate, and disarm the people. And so to get this party started, they now want to blame it on what the general public can see. The helicopters, the checkpoints, the face scanning cameras, the black uniforms, the SWAT teams, the illegal checkpoints. They now know that we're on the verge of this, and so they're trying to play us off against each other, as I've said over and over again. Are there real legitimate issues? Absolutely. And in some police departments, they're bucking the global trend and trying to engage in real community policing and not kleptocratic cancer revenue generation. But the real drivers are the big banking institutions and others that own the big five prison companies worldwide who lobby for the police state, who lobby for the school-to-prison pipeline. Complete with the gangster rap and gangster rock and all the other thug music that's meant to prime the youth and use their natural rebellion as a direct pipeline into the system. You want to be rebellious? Get a job young, wear a sports jacket, become successful, become a family man, build a community, become part of the system, and turn it off. And there are a lot of people working in the system that I know, governmental and corporate, who are there quietly every day sabotaging globalist operations. And that's what frustrates the globalists and why they want a centralized system where every bureaucrat, every corporate officer, right down to the local level, must follow a worldwide standardized corporate private zoning program down to your speech and down to whether you can have a fireplace or what type of light bulbs or toilet you can have to how many children you can have. And it's called UN Agenda 21 of the Treaty of 1992 that Congress did not ratify, but that has been implemented by George Herbert Walker, William Jefferson Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Hussein Obama. You want to know who the enemy is? It's these global treaties we didn't ratify that Obama is now putting us under, and Congress isn't even allowed to read the new Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty. WikiLeaks leaked one section of it, and it was total regulation and censorship of the web. And let me tell you, WikiLeaks is a front for Google and others who don't want governments to take over the web, because Google has been artificially intelligent for a long time and is now taking over the physical plane right now, putting their hubs in and taking over every major company out there, just so you know. So there's a fight inside the AI system, and I'm here to give you a newsflash: government already lost. That's the only reason Google released one of the 30 parts of that partnership. I've talked to folks that have been at these events as aides, and it is a total global governance official takeover happening right now, but that's a whole other subject. So how do you divert people while all this is happening? While the standard of living goes down for the average person, while deindustrialization takes place, while everything is done to ensure we can't have meaningful jobs in a future, with the media teaching school kids they're worthless and that humans are a cancer, with the medical tyranny, the laced poison in a needle vaccines, what do you do while all this dismantling is taking place? This siege, where only the globalists are allowed to operate and consolidate power. Well, how would the British control India, outnumbered about 10,000 to 1? How would other empires, the Romans, outnumbered 20, 30 to 1 in Germany and in Britannia and other areas, in Gaul and Africa, North Africa, how would they do it? They would play the different tribes off against each other. And I've talked a lot about it. I recently reordered it because I couldn't find it. A collection of essays written to the Roman Senate by Julius Caesar, first king of the new Rome. They had kings before, and they had their rise to power when they outlawed kings, and then the kings came back and replaced the patrician class. But I went back and read that book again a few weeks ago, written by Julius Caesar. Pretty interesting, you know, to read what Julius Caesar actually wrote, to read what Adolf Hitler wrote. I've read Adolf Hitler's two books. He didn't just write Mein Kampf, he wrote one other, I forget the name. When you buy those things at the bookstore, they think you love Hitler. That's how dumb the public is. No, I want to know what he said. You like reading a book written by Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't mean I want to put people in the refrigerator. I want to understand people like that. That's why I've read Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto, because I want to understand the enemy. But this is all a takeover plan. And there's no doubt now they're trying to cause a race war. No doubt they're trying to make this the issue, that white people and that police are the reason the dollar's devalued, are the reason there's crime on the streets, are the reason that that there's any problems. And my issue is, there is injustice. A lot of police departments are above the law. That's wrong. But the globalists are triggering the injustice they helped build and are now pointing the people in a racially based way at whites and police in an attempt to destabilize the nation. And it is a crime. We've got Brown's stepfather. They're talking about indicting him for saying burn down the city. Well, I mean, it's pretty clear what he said. And if he doesn't get indicted, well, then next time somebody else, I guess, can say burn the city down. Ferguson police chief, a lot of discussion about charging Brown's stepfather with inciting riot. Violent agitators will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Well, you pretty much have to do that. Or a real civil war is going to start. And let me just give Louis Farrakhan and everybody else a little message here. It will not go good for the grassroots, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian. And I don't think Farrakhan's stupid. And Farrakhan must know that the powers that be want this. So I ask Louis Farrakhan, why are you doing this? There's new clips of Farrakhan talking about killing people. Meanwhile, whether you're black or white, entire Detroit public lighting system is down. Yep, that's being reported by the Detroit newspaper. The entire lighting system is down. That's the plan. Lights out in the...
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNlive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNlive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Is on fire. Grocery stores and mini marts robbed. People stealing the lottery tickets. This is legitimate because white people are inherently bad. It doesn't matter that only a very small percentage of white people in this country's ancestors had slaves. It doesn't matter if the guy getting clubbed to death in St. Louis didn't even speak English hardly and was from Bosnia with no connection to black slavery. It's all legitimate. Time magazine headline. When it's time to riot, in defense of rioting. CNN, same thing. MSNBC, this is because America was founded on racism. Well, yeah, if you went to Africa at the time, blacks were selling blacks and Arabs were selling blacks and whites were still getting sold all over the world. And it, serfdom wasn't abolished in areas of Germania until the 1880s. So, again, imagine 1,000 years from now, all we'll hear about if we are to survive as a culture is how white people, a minority on the planet, about 7% of the population, are the essence of evil. But notice who's saying that. Time magazine, CNN, MSNBC, the White House, exacerbating, race baiting, trying to get the police attacked, which will then legitimize the militarization and the paramilitary tactics that are absolutely horrible. Works perfectly, doesn't it? Congressional Black Caucus takes to the floor and puts their hands up saying, don't shoot. I wonder if the black congressmen that they're doing that, I wonder how many times they've been attacked by white people physically. I mean, imagine if I walked around with my hands up when I saw black people. Oh, my gosh, I've probably been attacked by black people 15, 20 times growing up in Dallas. I've been put in the hospital. My hand, oh, you're black. It's your fault. You did it. A black guy attacked me. You'd be like, you crazy person? I'm not the one that did that. And the video I saw in New York of mainly white demonstrators, white liberals, all walking by looking at the police like, how dare you, you pieces of filth. Just, oh my gosh, whoa, Mr. Brown, oh, like they did it. I am not going to take this fake guilt where I'm not for Obamacare, so you call me racist? Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh, don't worry. Planned Parenthood, the literal, and I will use the word literally, because it literally is the Hitler eugenics arm in America. It started Hitler on record. Funding. Rockefeller Foundation called Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. Funded it, set it up, everything. They are calling for marches and trying to, oh, because they love black people. Why doesn't Louis Farrakhan come out against Planned Parenthood? If he has, I haven't heard it. Why doesn't he come out against what's, I mean, give me a break. This is all completely staged. The article's on Infowars.com. Without a hint of irony, Planned Parenthood joins hashtag Black Lives Matter protest. Yeah, the 52% of blacks that aren't born because of abortion, I think they do matter. But remember, that's from a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white devil. Of course, Martin Luther King said, it's not the color of the skin, it's the content of your deeds, what you stand for, and I agree with that. In fact, they used to legitimize the transatlantic slave trade 500 years ago when they started outlawing slavery in some areas of Europe, like Italy. White slaves were being outlawed. They said, what are we going to do? Well, the Arabs are running black slaves all over the place. But what do we say? Well, we'll say that they're basically the sons of Ham and have a mark of Cain, and that's why they're black. And so they're evil, and they're devils. And so they deserve to be slaves. Oh, and now whites are inherently evil because we're the devil and have the mark of Cain. That's what the black liberation groups teach. I mean, can't people come up with anything new? But it's always an excuse to abuse somebody. In Africa, the UN will go in and get one black tribe to kill the other black tribe because they worship a different animal. They'll get one animus group to kill another animus group because one group follows the lion and the other group, you know, follows the monitor lizard or the tortoise. This is the type of idiocy that we're dealing with here. Instead of tribally being based on the ideas of freedom. But let's go out to break with President Obama. We're going to come back from break with President Obama. He says, youth that have tried to do everything right. That's right. Burn buildings down. Shoot at firefighters. Shoot cops. Hammer people to death. Everything. They're doing everything right. And then all this does is smokescreen a case we're going to cover when we come back. Staten Island police kill Eric Gardner with chokehold. And the word is, if the police don't get in trouble, there's going to be riots. This is a lot more legitimate case than Brown.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun Made in America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Supermill Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
I'll ride again.
I'll ride again.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I make a living deed in cars. My clothes are smooth and arch. My heart is cold and hard. I'm a shuffling force in Delta Force on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen.
Captain Buck the Sandbar.
The captain Buck the Sandbar, and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard.
That's the highwayman bringing us in.
But I could swear.
You know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, it was once said. And Providence does bend, as Martin Luther King said, towards those that want justice and freedom. His exact quote was, justice, the universe bends towards justice. And I've certainly found that in my life. And there's a lot of injustice in this country. A lot of bad things happening in this nation, obviously. And I would say, clearly, on average, in many cities and areas, black people are singled out. They are pulled over more. The statistics show it. They do get harassed, even by black cops. Because there is the stereotype promulgated by MTV and the social engineers of the thug culture. But unfortunately, there are a lot of good, hard-working, smart, good people who get brushed with a broad brush because of the thug culture that has grown in the black community and is growing everywhere else as well. I mean, as a white guy, if I dressed like a thug, I'd be treated like one. I saw that growing up in high school. I liked dressing preppy, not because I wanted to be cool and be a prep. I just liked how slacks or blue jeans and a polo shirt felt. It was easy. It was quick. And, the trendies putting on all these elaborate outfits and things, great. I just don't have time to mess with it. I still comb my hair straight back in the morning, and about 45 minutes later, it dries out. And sometimes when I take a shower after working out and I come into the office, it's sticking straight up. As I comb it straight back, everybody always laughs when I walk by. And I go in the bathroom and barely comb my hair, and I'm done. So I wouldn't say I'm a prep because I want to be a prep. It's just that's the style that I liked. Got a lot better treatment because of that. And I can tell you right now, no matter what color you are, if you dress like you're middle class or wealthy, you get left alone. So see, so much of this isn't even skin color. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you act. And it's what you stand for long term that governs in this country whether you're going to be successful or not. Now, more and more, you've got to be a globalist insider. They're trying to get rid of the free market that allows anybody to become successful. Anybody to excel. And you can still do that in this country. We're still in the top 10 nations to be able to start a business and survive. We were number one a few decades ago. But in some metrics, we're behind every industrialized nation when it comes to freedom. We still have a lot of economic freedom, but when it comes to police state, being spied on, surveillance, due process being run over, yes, we're in trouble. And the foreign banks, the multinationals, the globalists are the authors. They are running the show, the funding, the grants, the training. And I told you this Ferguson situation looked like it was staged before it happened. 2 weeks before, I said, get ready for the media to try to stir up inner city black communities as a diversion after the election. And then I said the last few weeks, look for the UN to come out with their UN treaty and call for disarming the American people. Wait for it. Wait for it. And the police. State Department Memorandum 7277. UN attacks U.S. gun rights and more, citing Ferguson and cops. How many times the last 2-3 weeks when that treaty got announced that they're going to go ahead with it December 24th as a Christmas present, and Obama says he'll implement it as his authority without Congress. Think about the magnitude of that. Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, U.S. State Department Memorandum to line up with the UN UNESCO Treaty, and it lists the treaty numbers. 1961, September, Office of Public Service, Bureau of Public Affairs. That's an unofficial treaty we operate under. And when they're done with the Civil War in America, that they planned even then. I was first told about 7277, even though it was public, by General Benton K. Parton, 4-star general when he retired, head of the Air Force at one point, but before that, head of Air Force Weapons Development. Barton, of course, exposed, went to Oklahoma the day after and showed her they'd blown the building up. He'd see it on TV. The blast points on the columns. We even had the witnesses inside seeing the feds plant the bombs. We know their names. Parton knew Clinton blew that thing. And Parton talked about the briefings they got high level in the 70s and 80s, secret briefings, basically, inside the military internal groups that were aware of this and were trying to stop it. And 7277 and others are public documents where it shows first they disarm the American people, then they disarm the police, then they disarm the military, and it is directly out of the Hunger Games. So when I talk about this, it's not from Hunger Games. Hunger Games is imitating this, where you have these regions, these sectors, and you've got these floating platforms with peacekeepers, and everybody else is kept without electricity on the ground at starvation level. What's this right here out of the Detroit Free Press? DetroitNews.com. The entire Detroit public lighting system is down. A widespread power outage Tuesday has caused evacuations of buildings throughout the downtown, including Joe Louis Arena, Coleman A. Young Municipal Center, and Frank Murphy Hall of Justice, the Detroit Institute of Arts, and some buildings in Wayne State University. DTE Energy Co., Scott Simons, said it looks like the entire Detroit public lighting system is down. They already announced 3 months ago they turned off the streetlights at night, affecting about 100 buildings, and it just goes on. Still out as we talk. This is Democratic Party politics. This is socialism. This is corruption. This is where it leads. This is where it goes. This is where Al Gore laughing at Ross Perot. Remember in 1994? Ha, 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 ha. Ross Perot, you're so stupid. NAFTA and GATT will raise our wages. So they deindustrialize you and then say, oh, let's up the wages after they devalue the dollar. They cut your arms off, cut your legs off, and then give you a wheelchair. But that's only to break our back and break our will. That's only to bring this system in. When they're done, the real fun starts. So here it is from the United Nations. But first, let's play that clip of Obama saying, when you do everything you're supposed to, which is shooting police and firefighters that have done nothing, burning down buildings, when you've done everything you're supposed to, beating people in the head with hammers till they die, and attacking reporters and getting in people's faces, when you've done everything you're supposed to, and then you don't get justice, what, like the grand jury was supposed to ignore the witnesses? And who knows? It could be wrong. Could be a lie. The point is the government's manipulating this to get us all fighting with each other. That's the elephant in the room. Here's Obama.
It violates my belief in what America can be. To hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are. And I don't think that's who the overwhelming majority of Americans want us to be. And I think there may be a convergence here where we've got outstanding law enforcement officials who recognize that times have changed and want to be responsive. I know that Richard Berry...
Let's just stop right there. Times have changed, implying that this police officer shot Brown because, you know, he's old-fashioned racist or whatever. It just goes on and on. Now, continuing, I want to go to this next clip. This is Dick Cheney. Before I get back into the UN information, give you details of that. Dick Cheney says ISIS will nuke the U.S. Remember Lindsey Graham last year when we discovered the missing nukes at Dyess? And they would not deny it. And within hours of us reporting it, it was on CBS News, Senator Graham saying, yes, nukes will go off on the East Coast from Islamic State. He said, from the radicals in Syria, if we don't overthrow Assad, acting like he was the radicals, when it's the opposite group. And I've noticed the Council on Foreign Relations making preparations and others for tactical nukes to go off in Dallas, Chicago, Cleveland, and Denver. Because they always love to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. And so back in 2003, and then again recently, the head of the Hart-Rudman Commission, it's a key Council on Foreign Relations super body, I mean, it makes the decisions. The Rudman Commission decided to adopt the Rand Corporation plan for the police state. I mean, that's how powerful they are. You can watch them discuss it. You can go to the C-SPAN archives and watch it. There's probably been 20 meetings I know of the Hart-Rudman Commission on television with the Council on Foreign Relations. That's how I know all this stuff. And they just said, yeah, we're looking for Dallas and Cleveland to get hit. They will be hit. That'll be the end of your way of life. That'll bring in the New World Order. I mean, these are bizarre quotes. You mean to pull them up for you? They think you're so stupid. Gary Hart writes public letters in the Huffington Post about how the government stages terror attacks and how great it is. So, let's go ahead and play Dick Cheney saying ISIS will nuke the U.S.
We've now got the terrorist Taliban organization in Pakistan conducting a big raid on Karachi Airport. Why do we care about Pakistan? Well, they have 50 to 100 nukes. And if you combine the terrorist with the ability to get their hands on a weapon of some kind, then obviously we're going to see a very
serious weapon. It almost seems like, and maybe I'm reading into what you're saying, mm-hmm. that if we don't get real about the rise in the march of radical Islam right now, that literally we face the potential of a human catastrophe on a scale that we've not seen before. Am I reading into that?
I think that's an accurate statement. I think that threat will increase dramatically. And we already know, for example, from A.Q. Khan, the man who put together the Pakistan nuclear program and then was under house arrest because he was selling stuff to the Libyans, he has said publicly in the press a couple of years ago that the Pakistanis sold nuclear technology to the North Koreans. And we know the North Koreans built a reactor for the Syrians, which was taken out by the Israelis back in 07. So there's a network developing there where access to that kind of technology obviously becomes increasingly problematic. On top of that, we've got Iran trying to build a nuclear program.
Yeah, I see the world the way you do. Yeah. I view this as a real, clear, and present danger.
Yes.
Almost the potential for a modern-day Holocaust that we've not seen, maybe in your grandkids' lives or my kids' lives. Pretty scary stuff. All right,
it is scary stuff.
It is scary. All right, we're going to come back.
Of course, he doesn't tell you that on record the Bill Clinton administration transferred all of those weapon systems to A.Q. Khan laboratories, to A.Q. Khan and his laboratories. I mean, that's on record. Look it up. That's all over the news 15 years ago. Of course, they don't tell you that our government funded the 200,000-plus al-Qaeda fighters to run around in a four-year jihad, killing everybody that wasn't a radical bloodsucker inside Syria. They count on us being ignorant, and I am so sick of it. Now, I've told you for 3 weeks straight since they announced the treaty that Ferguson and they were going to stage riots and that they would then call for UN control and State Department Memorandum 7277 under UN UNESCO law. And now the story from the New American Magazine is up on Infowars.com. Again, is there police brutality? Are there racist cops out there on all sides? Yes. Is there stuff going on that's wrong? Yes. I'm going to cover a case of that next segment. But is this being played? Is this a scam? Yes, 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 yes. UN attacks, U.S. gun rights, and more, citing Ferguson and cops. And then it quotes Ban Ki-moon. I mean, if you talk back to the cops in South Korea, folks, they literally break your neck. Pointing to the killing of Michael Brown by police officer Darren Wilson, along with subsequent unrest in Ferguson and policing issues, the dictator-dominated United Nations has launched another brazen assault on American U.S. sovereignty and the gun rights of Americans. UN boss Ban Ki-moon, who's in South Korea, the Global Bodies Human Rights Council, and even the UN Committee Against Torture all took turns lambasting the United States as an alleged stronghold of systematic racism and police brutality. To fix the problems, the UN argued Americans need, their elected officials must submit to the demands of self-styled global authorities, close quote, including some unconstitutional gun control to further restrict access to firearms, the UN goes on. And you read the article, they want the police restricted too. See, hey, we don't want the UN controlling our police. Our police are already under UN. That's why they act like this. Look at the immunization, cross-training. Okay, I forget to tell people about this, and it's such a big deal. It's just crazy. We are running the biggest special ever on PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news, all my films, special live events. 20 people can use each membership, $5.95 a week, or $5.95 a month. You can sign up for a monthly. Now when you sign up for a year, it's not $59.95, it's $29.95, half off the biggest special we've ever offered. We're running it through this week and this week only. What a grand opportunity to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, to create a username and passcode that is unique, that you can share, and to give it as an e-gift to friends and family. 19 gifts you can give for $29.95 and support getting the truth out and waking people up. It takes about a minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Got any questions or want to sign up over the phone? We can help you do that as well. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I want to get to a real police misconduct. It looks like meek police murder. I don't think it's premeditated, but it is murder. Up in New York, four white cops choking a black man to death, and how that contrasts with the Brown case. And I'll tell you about some of the other specials.
What disaster is so powerful it unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots all at the same time? NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now, the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of the U.S. population could perish in a matter of seconds. The world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Harmon that helps with the satellite uplinks and things like that up in Minnesota where GCN Radio Network is based, GCNLive.com, was talking to us during the break, pointing out that when it's 20, 30 below up there in Minnesota, if the power went out like it's done in Detroit for a day or so, a lot of people would die. And under UN Agenda 21, you're not allowed to have a fireplace or firewood or even a gas space heater as a backup. You just need to die. So everything is about not letting us be independent, not letting us be self-sufficient, letting us be totally under their control. You can't have a house. You can't have a car. You can't have a fireplace. Sorry, Africa. You can't ever have a future, Obama told him. But that's not racist because he's black. See, this is about acting like the Democratic Party is against the police state and police brutality when they are up to their eyeballs in it, just like the Republican Party. But there's the headline. EPA wants to snuff out wood and pellet stoves. It's now coming here. San Francisco is already putting taxes and regulations on them. John Harmon, what would happen if the power was out of Minneapolis, St. Paul right now?
If the power went out for even just a few days, it would be just chaotic. I mean, can you only imagine how cold it is now with the heat on? But, I mean, if the power goes out, we'd be screwed. I mean, there would be people, raiding grocery stores within days. I mean, it would be just, look at what's going on in Detroit. I mean, it gets cold there, too. But, I mean, here, we wouldn't be able to survive. There would be no way.
Well, it's racist for you to survive. I appreciate you coming on, John Harmon.
Not a problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to get into this case, but we've got a former congressman coming on to talk about the imperial presidency. What would Bob Barr do as a former federal prosecutor if he was in Congress right now, which we wish he was in Congress right now, to try to impeach Obama, to try to block all these executive orders, the UN gun treaty, so much more that is coming up. Before I go any further, we're running the biggest specials we ever had. We're extending Cyber Monday right through this whole week. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com and MadeIn1776.com. Now, MadeIn1776.com and InfoWarsLife.com are just subsections of InfoWarsStore.com. But everything on the site, whether it's Made in America, new Molon Labe belt buckles, the new design, the new 50 cal Spartan design that came in with 1776 and InfoWars, have a limited amount of each one. They will sell out this month probably. They'll sell out guaranteed. We have the Molon Labe with an M16 belt buckles, the Made in America apparel. It's all Made in America. Free shipping and big discounts. But some of the other discounts we have is 7 months free, a year half price for PrisonPlanet.tv. We will run out of silver. We were able to get even more produced, but that's it for the year from the major laboratory of Silver Bullet. We're just going to max it out. We're not going to stop the sale, even though it would sell out in a week. It'll probably sell out in 2 or 3 days. We're keeping it going. 20% off all colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com and free shipping. And when you buy four, you get 20% off and free shipping and get the fifth bottle free. Nobody's got a deal like this. We already had the lowest price on Silver Bullet of this quality of colloidal silver. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, buy a bottle of DNA Force. Just the highest quality nutraceutical out there across the board. Get two bottles free of Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine that is, again, set to sell out probably this week. Unfortunately, we're trying to get more in. Super Male Vitality is the leader in the sale right now. 30% off Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And it's so exciting because it's a win-win. It funds the operation. They're high-quality products, and people are just loving these sales. Having the byproduct, though, is going to run us out of our stock. But I'm a hardcore capitalist. I'm going to just double down and keep this going throughout the week or while supplies last. So get yours while you can and support the transmission.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun Made in America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Supermel Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free. A $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.